Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm terrific. Faisal, how about you?
Merry Christmas. Well, a little bit early, but Merry Christmas.
Well, yeah, and to you too, and Merry Christmas to all our listeners, right? It's that time of the year.
Can I share the story about our Christmas party?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I was coming to the Christmas party and I was ready to go into the hall to meet all of our clients and so forth, I was told to stay politically correct. I was told to not talk about, you know, don't push the envelope on anything. And I just had to. You know me, I had to. So I said, screw it. I said, Merry Christmas to everybody. I said, Happy Holidays. And you know how many people patted me on the back for that? I liked that because I think we've taken this a bit too far. I think, you know, it's Christmas time. And even though some of us may not religiously celebrate it, this is the Christmas holiday season.
We can all respect each other's religious beliefs.
Correct. Right? So no Merry Christmas, Dave.
That sounds good. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay. Bro. So we've got a great show today.
We're going to discuss tax changes. Wow. Just before Christmas, tax changes that can affect your holiday plans. Tax, unfortunately, gets more complicated every year.
All right, Grinch.
Yeah. Especially important considerations for people that are snowbirds. So listen for that.
And you know, it's funny. Usually in the last 10 days of the year, people start worrying about next year's taxes and so forth. And what do I do about this year's taxes and so forth? Yep. So we got some tax tips that could save you money come April when that tax return comes into play.
Yep. And you're going to hear a little bit about how to solve a couple's retirement puzzle. I mean, that's what we do all day long. Retirement is a complex period of time because there's multiple competing goals and there's complexity to do with families.
Yeah, and we'll chat about the results of the 2018 retirement survey from Fidelity Investments. This is a great piece. We've had him on the show before earlier this year. We want to talk about some of the results and some of the key findings of that. People are, I'm surprised, not planning for retirement as they should.
We're fortunate to have Peter Bowen with us today to go through some of that material. So Peter is the Vice President, Tax and Retirement Research at Fidelity Investments. Peter, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen. Great to be on the show. Thank you.
You know, Peter, one thing that Dave and I get to do in our job is read all the research from multiple providers, and there's been pretty much no one set of document that can give us a quick overview of how people are feeling, the survey responses, in the way that Fidelity does it. So I want to thank you first, right out of the gates, on how you guys put this information together. And it kind of gives individuals the ability to understand what some of the concerns are. More for, I would say, from an advisor perspective, but this is great reading for people who are transitioning to or living in retirement, because you're not alone. And sometimes you feel like you're alone, or your emotions are alone in this situation, because it's a very complex time in your life. And so to see that there's many, many Canadians who feel the same way you do is I think, comforting.
Yeah.
And I just want to come out and say, Peter, thank you so much for all your guys' hard work you guys do.
So, Peter, let's just maybe start high level. Give us a bit of a summary, an executive summary of what the survey indicated, and then we can maybe explore some specific questions and even differences over the past few years, the trends.
Sure. Yes, we've been doing this for quite a few years, as you mentioned. And, one of the benefits of that is that it also allows us to not just spot areas of concern that people have and beneficial ways of approaching retirement, but also trends over the years. So, in fact, we're seeing an increase in the number of Canadians that have written financial plans, which we think is a very good thing. We're seeing changes in about how people are thinking about working in retirement, because there are a lot more Canadians actually doing that, and even more that are planning to do that. And we're spotting things like the use of technology of these the people once they move into retirement that are actually a bit surprising compared to the conventional wisdom.
So that's interesting. Let's talk a little bit about, let's just talk about this age thing. So how does the actual retirement age compared, in your research, compared to what people intend to do? Is that, and has there been any change in trend there?
Yes, there has been a change in trend. In fact, the average age of retirement has been creeping up over the last few years. But that said, there are still a lot of people that are retiring perhaps earlier than they were expecting to. So, in fact, our survey finds that a significant majority of what we call pre-retirees, so those who haven't retired yet, intend to work to at least 65. But when we look at the retirees themselves, a significant majority of them actually retired before age 65. In fact, if we drill a bit deeper, 44% of them retired before age 60. And this is actually consistent with what the data that we see from Canada Pension Plan, where fewer than 1 in 10 Canadians start taking CPP past the age of 65. And in fact, just over 40% actually started at age 60, even though arguably delaying taking CPP can be more beneficial in the long run.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in your comment in the research that more people have a written financial plan. I would say that's a cornerstone of building a proper retirement plan as we talk about it, Faisal.
Yep.
Maybe share with us sort of the trend in that data that you're seeing.
Okay, when it comes to financial plans, I agree. I think it is a key cornerstone. And luckily or fortunately, we are seeing an increase in the number of written Canadians that have written plans that deal specifically with retirement. In fact, the incidence of those written plans is the highest in over a decade. That said, it's still only 30% of respondents. So I would definitely like to see that be significantly higher. But it is very important because, we drill down a bit deeper, 92% of respondents with a written financial plan feel positive about life in retirement, whereas the percentage is much lower if they don't have that. And this goes across multiple elements. We actually survey people about how they feel for about readiness for retirement across four dimensions. It's financial, emotional, social, and physical.
Right.
And across each of those four dimensions, those that have a written plan feel more prepared for retirement than those that don't. So I would fully agree with your comment that it should be a cornerstone of retirement planning, and it's one of those benefits that people get by working with a financial advisor.
You know, it's an interesting point, Faisal. I want to address what Peter just said, because there are many people out there that think the financial plan is to determine whether they have enough money. Okay, that's an important consideration. But even those people that know they have enough money, a financial plan can be critical in helping them do proper tax analysis, proper structuring from will and estate perspective, right? It goes well beyond just the simple back of the napkin calculation to figure out, oh gosh, do I have enough money?
That comes from our own industry. And the advertising that we have done as an industry as a whole to the market has said, what's your number? Do you have enough? And we've talked about the numbers only. We haven't talked about the quality and the risks that can come up. There, I have very rarely seen a financial plan from another advisor that's come to us for second opinion that indicate what are some of the risks that something can go wrong in your retirement or right before your retirement. How do you protect those risks?
Yeah.
And those are the concerns that I have, is that we've really pushed on the numbers because we're number guys at the end of the day, right? We crunch numbers all day long, but it's not just the numbers. It's that those four areas that Peter was talking about that's not even mentioned in the plan.
And I was just going to say, Peter, and I think that's a good segue back to you on those four quadrants, because I said it's a financial plan is a cornerstone of a good retirement plan, but a retirement plan goes beyond just the numbers. And you talked about those other four quadrants. So I'd really like your opinion on the research, or I guess the results of the research, on how people are actually spending their time in retirement versus what they expect and what we can glean from that.
Right. And this is when we look at retirement planning, it needs to be a holistic view where we're looking at all elements. So when we think about how they're spending time in retirement, definitely we're seeing actually an increased use of technology, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first time this year, we decided to add consideration about use of social media in addition to internet activity, which we'd looked at previously. And we're really finding interesting data there that about 50% of retirees are actually spending more time online and dealing with social than they expected to. And 40% are spending more time on social media, which really isn't consistent with what people think about when they think about retirees. And that's actually much more than those who are who are planning to retire, and the amount of time they're planning to spend in various areas.
One of the interesting things, Peter, when you talk about technology, is how it's changed for the average user or person. Before, if you look at the old way of retirement, it was to travel and to connect with people who are close to you and do things with them. And people are realizing their social network is much larger. People are more global than ever before. How do you keep tabs of your grandkids and see pictures of them and so forth? They're using these social mediums that allow them to keep in touch. More importantly, where are they getting their information about all the things that are going on in this world is through social media, news feeds such as Twitter and so forth. How do you keep track of Donald Trump? Twitter, right? Like you got to do those things. And it's very interesting how social media, we thought, would be a millennial or younger group cohort. And that's absolutely wrong. It's not only that demographic. It's actually every demographic. And people are accepting it more now than ever before.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Peter, just to wrap up, and I'm sorry, we've only got about a minute to go. Was there anything in the report that caught your attention as a trend that surprised you?
I think I would drill down into the working in retirement concept. Now, at Fidelity, we've always had a bit of a tagline to say planning to work in retirement is not a retirement plan.
Right.
But a lot of people are working in retirement, and even more are expecting to work in retirement. And that's often viewed in the media as a negative, but that's not necessarily the case. The number one reason for people working in retirement is that it keeps them mentally and physically active. So that's actually a good thing. And even if it's a financial reason, the number one financial reason is I can do more of what I like to do in retirement. I mean, we're talking about working to thrive, not to survive. It's actually a very interesting area that's evolving over time.
We'll have to leave it there, Peter. I want to thank you for your time again today. We've enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you again next year when the new retirement research comes out.
Great. Thank you.
All right. We've been joined by Peter Bowen, Vice President, Tax and Retirement Research at Fidelity Investments, and we've got to wrap this up, but we are going to talk about, you know, how to structure a successful retirement plan, not just financial plan. That's a cornerstone. That's important. But a successful retirement plan, which involves not just the quantitative math, but the qualitative efforts of what that lifestyle looks like.
And that will be on Tuesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or register online by going to www.morethanmoneyradio.com.
You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.